Okay, so today is September 3rd, 2014, and we're going to do lesson number 428, Lifting the Feet with Toes. And I'm going to add to that involving different hand positions with twisting of the spine. So, as we always do, take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning. Noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your upper back, mid back, and lower back is resting. And again, as you're noticing your spine and your back right now, we've been drawing attention to that area, to the sides, I'll say, of your spine, which is where your ribs are. And just checking in to notice how you sense and observe your ribs at this moment in the lesson. It may be you don't sense them at all, it just is very vague, or you might have quite a bit more clarity from the last couple of weeks. Just whatever shows up this morning. And then traveling down to your lower back and your pelvis, noticing how your lower back is resting, your pelvis, and how your legs are lying on the floor. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough to just sense the quality of the movement, looking for how the movement feels this morning. Great. Okay, and let's just start with the movement we've been doing now for a couple months. Bending your right foot, bringing your right foot to standing. Remember that your knee stays right over your ankle. Think of your right foot very solid. That idea of the tripod, that you have connection between your right heel, the ball of your right big toe, and the ball of the pinky toe. And maintaining that connection with the floor, you gently start to roll your pelvis to the left. Feel what happens in your spine, in your ribs, all the way up to the cervical spine. And really pay attention to what you do with your head. Your head, your face, your chin. And as you do the movement, just a few times more, just observing and discovering for yourself where you might want some more improvement or a sense of ease. Is there still a place or a few places that there's room to have a greater sense of ease and freedom? Just notice where that is. Excellent. Come back, straighten that leg, and pause for a moment. And now let's go to the left side. So taking your time, just go ahead and begin to roll the pelvis. You know what to do. I'm thrilled at this point that everybody knows what to do. This movement is becoming quite familiar to all of you, which is fabulous. And again, asking the same question with this side. So it may be a different place, spot, location, where you feel like things could be a little bit better or a little easier is a nicer way to say it. It's always important to make some distinctions between the sides. Nice. Okay, and come back, straighten that leg, and again, rest for a moment. Okay, from here, you're gonna roll to your side, come up to sitting. You're gonna sit with the soles of your feet together. And you're gonna lean on your left hand next to you. You're gonna start with your right hand, and you're gonna hook your right index finger around your right big toe. Okay, so right with right. Yeah, so if you have socks, good time to take them off. So again, when you lean on your left hand, really put it a little out to the side and kind of a little behind you. Because as you start to lift the right leg, right, you're gonna be rounding your pelvis, rounding your spine, right? We did all this extension last week and now we're rounding. That's it. So knees are out. You're gonna lift the leg and round your back. And as you lower your leg, you come up to sitting a little taller. So first of all, just find that. So the movement isn't anything about straightening the leg. Okay, that's not why you're connecting your hand to your foot. It's about what's happening in this part of your back, right? Can you round and then arch, right? So it's not about staying in the same place and trying to lift like this, right? This is no good. So you round, right, and you look down. Beautiful. Good. Now, when you place the foot down, we're going to change, instead of your index finger hooking around your big toe, you're going to use your whole hand to get a hold of the four toes. So everything but the big toe. Okay? And just pay attention how that is different in the back and your shoulder. And now what is it like to lift the leg and lower the leg? Right? Changes things a little bit. Excellent. And now the next time you put the foot down, let's move your right hand to coming underneath the heel. So still from the outside. No, don't go back underneath. No, don't lift your knee. Just keep the, that's it. Okay, you are here, you're just gonna move to the heel. Okay? No, so everybody let go. Don't change anything about your legs. Okay, you are just here. You're now gonna slide to here. Some of you start doing all kinds of funky things. Just listen. There you go. Now, go ahead and lift and lower. And again, just feel how this changes things. Excellent. Okay, now let's go back to the index finger. Right index finger around right big toe. Okay, rounding and lifting, and just notice now if this is quite a bit easier. So you start to feel or sense the relationship between your right knee and right elbow, right? They're very close to one another when you lift. And we've done this before. You're now going to alternate, which means you're gonna lift the leg, and once you're in the air, pull the knee to the inside, move the elbow to the outside, and then go back down. So put the foot back down, and you lift again. That's it, Corinne. You move the knee to the outside. Okay, and you got to bring the leg all the way back down before you do the movement again. Don't change halfway. Right? Some of you are doing this. You go just like this and come back. No. Okay, it's a full movement. Pause. Then come back and do it again. Okay? Don't be in such a hurry. Don't just do that. Once you get the elbow on the outside, put it down. Maybe even take the knee down. Okay? And then come back up. And as you're doing this, I would like you to feel what's happening all here in your ribs, this whole side, as well as what's happening in your hip joint. Right? So there's lots going on. Right? It's not about the leg and it's not about your arm, but it's about this whole area in your back. You feel that? It goes through a very big change. You go from being rounded, then if you bring the knee to the inside, it's super rounded, and then if you drop the knee, you go into arching. It's a huge transition in the ribs. And then to lift the knee and come back, you've got to round. Excellent. Okay, let's rest on your backs for a moment. So just sense what that did for your upper back on the right side. How is something already a little different there right now? Okay, let's come up, soles of your feet together again, and let's begin by trying it on the left side. Okay, so we'll start with your left index finger with your left big toe. Lean on your right hand. Some of you are learning you don't need to do that. That's fine too. And start to lift and lower. So the beginning is really feeling how can you round in your back. Right, these first few movements of lifting the leg, you know, yes, something's happening in the hip joint, something's happening in the shoulder, but really it's about all these ribs down to the pelvis, what's happening. So if you feel any kind of strain in the shoulder, that would be a signal that something's maybe not happening in the ribs. It shouldn't be about the shoulder. Excellent. Now let's move your left hand around the outside of where these four toes are. Let's say it's more around the arch, so you're not, that's it, the outside of your left foot. And now lift and lower. So this changes things a little bit, right? It asks those ribs to round and fold a little bit more, just changing the position. Slightly. It requires a bigger opening in the back. Nice, Cheryl. Is it Sandy? And then can you slide the left hand now down further? That's it. Get the heel, right? So again, it asks something a little bit more in the back, right? When you go down to the left heel, it kind of pulls the shoulder blade away. So again, you get this opportunity to feel the ribs underneath the left shoulder blade. And actually, it'd be nice to even try what Sandy did. Maybe what you can do is bring your right hand over and have your right hand hold the left big toe. Don't let go of the left hand. Both hands. Just add. There you go. So use both hands. Right? How does that encourage something in the upper back? And again, those of you that have lower back issues, probably the bigger issue is the upper back. Does that make sense? Maybe. Excellent. Okay. Bring the leg down. You'll pause. You'll let go. And you'll bring the left index finger to the left big toe again. Things should be easier now so that you can start to alternate the relationship between the knee and the elbow. So you lift and then you bring the knee to the inside and then you lower back down. Right? And you really want to feel what's going on with those ribs and pelvis. Beautiful. Right, so you're really learning to pay attention to areas of yourself that maybe haven't been participating. And the more that you get them to participate, excellent. How's that going to help you? Everybody good? Okay, come back to sitting. And let's just go over to the right leg again because I liked what Sandy did. So let's do the right. I think what we did is we did, yeah, but not. You're so cute. That's it. So go around the outside of the foot and then the left hand. There you go. Perfect. And the left hand gets a hold of the big toe. And let's just lift and lower. So the two arms are working together, right? So then you're asking the two shoulder blades to widen and something to happen underneath them. Right? And so you need this widening like this to be able to do this. If you can't do this, you will never be able to open up. So feel that. Feel those shoulder blades widening. Excellent. Okay, let's rest on your backs. So does it make sense, right, for some of you? I have a guy that I'm seeing right now, right, who's has seen not only everybody in town, but everybody everywhere, right? And he sent me his x-rays and everything. It's really interesting, his back. So he has one vertebra in the lower thoracic before the lumbar that is just completely laterally shifted to the right. And he's chronically adjusting it. And he's had other people for years chronically adjusting it, right? But he's got all this pain, right? Now, can it make a little sense to you that that's like the worst thing to do? Because that area now, the ligaments are overstretched and it's not benefiting him at all. So what I've done with him for the last two times is everything above and below there, I have bent, in a way, I've arced it to the left, which means it's made an arc to the right. Think of a moon shape to the right. Can you guys all picture that? So if you have this one vertebra sticking out to the right, do you see how that's a problem? But do you see if I make everything arc like a moon shape out to the right? That one doesn't stick out anymore. So he said to me yesterday, he said, okay, now my spine is in my lower back, my upper back, all these other things are adjusting. He's like, it's not going to the same spot. How fabulous is that? Right? But everybody else just kept on going to that one place. It's like nitpicking on it, right? Does that make sense? So I made everything else become friends with that one spot. So it no longer stuck out anymore. And then we went completely the other way. So then that vertebra got the feeling it could move back over for the first time. Does that make sense to everybody? Right? So it's not about the place that hurts, right? Always look for it somewhere else. So if the pain's in the lower back, what could you learn in the upper back? Okay, let's go from that conversation to staying on your back, bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing, and then bringing your right knee into your chest. Once it's in your chest, let's hook your right index finger around your right big toe, and let's put your left hand underneath your head. So from this position, so right index finger, right toe, knee is always to the outside to start with, right? So you're going to do the same motion we just did sitting, but on your back. So you're going to lift your head and lift your foot, lengthen the foot. So Sandy, think of lengthening up. Not touching your nose, up, up, towards the ceiling. I think I've mentioned before, it's like a teardrop. That's my visual. That's it. So notice, this asks something of an area, right? This is that thoracic part of your spine. It's the lowest part. So you're above the pelvis, right? But your upper back kind of lifts a little bit with your head. So it's a lower area that presses into the floor. Really feel that area. It's an important area. And now can you start to alternate your knee and your elbow in this position, right? So you do the alternating when the leg and arm is lifted, and then you bend it back down. Okay, do it up here. So get your knee on the outside. Okay, start from the beginning. Lift, bring the knee to the inside now, and now lower. Head to. Lift, and lower. There you go. Okay? That's it. Now, if you feel like you can, right, Cheryl? If you feel like when the knee is on the inside and you come down to the floor, if you can bring your right foot to the floor, let the right knee tilt in, and let the leg, yes, again, feel what that does in the ribs, right? So it takes them in that opposite direction, right? So you bring the right foot down and you tilt the right knee in, right? What does that do? All the ribs pop forward, right? So feel that all the way up underneath the shoulder blade, they arch. So if you let the right knee go all the way down to the floor on the inside, that's it. Feel that nice, good arch. Beautiful. Okay, come back. Come back to the start. And let's change your hand position. Let's bring your right hand to the outside of your right foot. And now just lift and lower your head and your leg, because this changes things a little bit. All right, just changing the position of the hand grip changes things. Excellent. Now let's try one more thing, thanks to Sandy. Slide your left hand out from underneath your head and bring your left hand left index finger around the right big toe. And now lift your leg and fold it back down. And you can lift your head on your own, right? So the lifting of your head, remember, comes from what? The abdominals, right? So, right, the abdominals are pulling in. You're curling in that lower back. And now maybe could you bring the right knee, I'm going to say, to the inside of the right arm. So it's right in between the two arms. And then you fold it back down. And then you lift again and bring it to the outside. And maybe you can do that without lifting the head now. Can you leave your head on the ground? So that requires those ribs under the shoulder blades to do the movement. Really, your head can be quiet. Nice. So the knee goes to the outside of the right arm and then to the inside, so it's in between the arms. Okay, let's try one more thing before we take a break. Bring the right knee to the inside of both arms. Fold it down, just stay there. Don't let go. And now using your left leg, how can you roll onto your right side? So no, Sandy. Keep the knee in the middle, fold down. Now how do you use your left leg to help you roll to your right side? And then roll onto your back. And roll onto your right side. So your knee is in your chest, right? Feel what you need to do with the upper back. Now, what can you do a little differently with your left knee? Right, think of the very first movement we did. Do you really need to let the left knee fall over? Because doesn't that make it harder to come back? Do you see the point of keeping the knee up as it helps you roll back onto your back? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. Rest on your backs. See how all that feels. Okay, let's try the left side. Go ahead and bend your knees, bring them to standing, and then bring that left knee into your chest. First thing we did is hook the left index finger around the left big toe, right hand under your head. Right? And you're going to lift and lower just a few times, just feeling how that is. Bless you. And then can you start to introduce alternating the knee and the elbow, right? So you'll bring the knee to the inside one time and then the outside. And maybe you can start to tilt that left knee. When it's on the inside, you tilt it down to the midline, right? And the most important thing is feel what that does in the ribs, all on the left side. And yes, it opens your hip tremendously. So there's a big connection between your hip and your ribs, right? It's what we've been working on. Good. You're doing really good. Now, when you go that way, Can you slide this like this? Because
I have pops in my head.
It's what?
Have my groin.
Yeah, there you can.
Can I?
Just that little bit. Yeah. Yeah, just go just that little bit. That's going to help. Don't go beyond that. See, we just stop before it starts to hurt. Right there. Excellent. Okay. Bring the knee back to the outside. That's it, Corinne. You're going to move the left hand to the arch of the foot. And if you can, bring your right hand around the big toe. Right? So you're going to let your head stay on the floor if you can. Just try to lift the leg and bring the knee to the middle. And then lift the leg and bring the knee to the outside. Right? And yes, there's something really significant happening in the hip when you do this, especially when you pull it to the middle. But more importantly, I want you to feel what's happening with the shoulder blades. Right? How can the widening of your shoulder blades in your upper back help your hip? Great. Now keeping the knee to the inside, holding on with both feet, you're going to start to roll to the left. And remember what you need to do with the right leg. So try to remember what the first movement we did was. Why is it important for the knee to stay up and push with the foot? Does that make it easier to come back onto your back? I mean, if you let your right knee flop over to the left, let that happen. Let it come all the way over. Just flop everything over to the right side. That's it. Now, if everything's over to the right side, like Corinne is, or sorry, left side, everything's to the left side, how are you going to get back? You've got to lift the right knee. Right? So you that's it. Get everything over to the left. You're all the way over there. Whoop! How do you get back? Okay? That's it. Now, let's do that again. Go all the way over to the left and stay there. So let that right knee flop over everything. Draw the right knee up, or the left, yeah, the right knee up a little bit. Get comfy on your left side. Okay, so everything's resting over there. Now, can you start to lengthen your left leg out away from you, still holding on with both hands? What do you need to do in the upper back? And then bend back down. Don't think about the leg. So fold it back down and do it again. So for you, Sandy, I purposely want you to keep your knee bent because you know how to go to your knees instead of your upper back. Okay? So that's kind of a rule for you. Because watch, bend again. Okay? Now keep the bend in the leg. Straighten the lower leg up, but feel what you need to do, yeah, in the shoulder blades. That's it right there. You see? So if any of you are super capable of straightening your leg, don't. Okay, you always keep a little bend in your knee so you can feel what does that upper back need to do. Beautiful. Okay, let's come back onto your backs and rest. And I know this might be a little... I'll try to remind you again, a way of thinking. Whenever you feel something is easy to do, you look for where you're not moving. Because the easy place is making up for it. Right? If something's already easy, do we need to make it easier? Or do we need to find the area that's not participating to become easy? Does that make sense? Okay. Okay, so from here, let's bring both legs up to stand and then both legs into your chest. Let's have the knees wide and let's start with your arms on the inside. So that's it. And hook your left index finger around the left big toe, right index finger around the right big toe. And let's do this movement of swinging the legs over your head, swinging them forward and bringing yourself up to sitting. Excellent. And then round back down. And again, this is all about what's happening in your back and your spine. Round and up. Let's see. Beautiful. Okay, now go back onto your backs. Kind of stay in the same position, but all we're gonna do is move the left hand to get a hold of the right big toe and the right hand to the outside of the right foot. Keep the elbow on the inside, right? Grab a hold of the outside of the foot. So both hands, nothing different than we've done. Okay, go back to, it's the same position you've done the entire lesson. How do you hold the right foot with both hands? Some of you think you're not doing it right. Why do you change your hands? Girlfriend, why are you changing your hands? We've never come under like that. Okay? Ask yourself why you keep doing that versus...
It feels better.
That's right. And what it's on the upper back. This is easier than this. Okay, so yeah, when you're in this position too, be aware not to hyperextend your arm. So... Okay, your right arm. Okay, now can you hold on to this leg, the other leg's up in your chest, and still swing up to sitting? But you're just gonna hold one leg. Excellent. Okay. Go back on your back and change to your left leg. So you should know exactly what to do with your hands. And go ahead and come up. So you keep both knees in your chest. That's it. That doesn't change. Just your hand hold. There you go. Perfect. Okay, rest on your backs. You okay?
Yeah, I just can't do it today. Just it's really bad right there. Can't get the
okay, so just hold your knees and try it with just holding your knees in a moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. So just really rest. Notice what's happening. Okay, let's roll to your side. Come up to sitting, soles of your feet together, just like we started. Let's go back to the right foot. Okay, let's have your right index finger around your right big toe. Lean on the left hand if you need to. If you don't, it's okay. Lift and lower. Let's just see how this is feeling. How's that back feeling? Good. Okay, let's move the right hand to the outside. Let's bring the left hand over and get a hold of the right big toe and lift and lower with both hands. Excellent. Now, as you do that, you're now going to start to introduce your knee in between your arms. So you lift it, bring it to the middle, fold back down. So it's in the middle, Sandy. Fold back down. Always do the full movement. Then go up and bring it out. Right? So this is a big thing in your hip and some of your lower back and ribs. To be able to place the foot on the ground, your knee in between your arms. Excellent. Okay, and we're going to then add part C. Okay, so the next part is, can you bring the knee, bring it to the inside first? Could it come to the outside of the left elbow?
Down.
And if it can go down, let the other leg go down too. Ooh, make it easy. Yes. Right? So, what is it going to take in your upper back? That's it, Cheryl. What is it going to take in the upper back? Okay, and even if you just tilt the legs down and then let go with the left arm and then reattach it. There you go. And now can you slide your left arm down to your left foot? Beautiful, Corinne. So you guys have two great people in the front here to watch what they're doing with their upper backs. There you go, Corinne. Right, so there's this big twist. So the right side of your back has to really go backwards. The left side of your back comes forward. Good. Excellent. Rest on your backs. That was a lot, huh? Yeah, but it's so much easier than a couple weeks ago. Right? It's easier. Okay, let's try the same thing with the left leg. So please come up to sitting, soles of your feet together, start like that. Start with your left index finger around the left big toe. It's always good to start with what is easy. If you want to lean on your right hand and just lift and lower, right? Just feel that. Good, and as you feel ready, introduce your right hand, right? So how do you bring your right hand over, right? Where do you move the left hand to? So both hands are lifting, and then you're going to introduce that your left knee comes in between both arms, right? And when it comes in between, then you put the foot down fully standing. It's a big movement in the hip, right? People that don't have full range in their hip can't do this. They don't want to do this. They'll keep the knee flared out. Excellent. So your chest is very close to your knee. Yeah. Now, what about the idea that if once the knee comes to the middle, could it start to slide to the outside of the right elbow and you let both knees flop over to the right? Feel the rotation and the flexion you need to do with those ribs and then come back. And yes, there's some movement in the pelvis, but I don't want you to overdo the pelvis. That's it. Do more with the upper body. That's it. Even if you need, that's it, Cheryl, and then just let it reconnect. Beautiful. There's no, that's fine. Good, come back to the center. Soles of your feet together. Let's put the right hand on the outside of the right foot, left hand on the outside. Let's just go back to this. Let's just go back to rolling on your back and rolling up to sitting. Let's just see if this is a little easier, a little lighter. And Caroline, what you could try is just try with your knees open. Just go below your knees right now instead of your feet. But yeah, there you go. Like make slow progressions towards the feet. It's too big of a jump, right? Yeah, and then like, then yeah. And then even see if you can do the outside, like, a, yeah, there. Still keep the knees wide. Yeah. Excellent, okay. Let's rest on your backs. So let's just check in and see what you're noticing now about your back, your ribs, your breath, and your breathing. That area underneath the shoulder blades. And then one last time, let's come back to bending your right leg, bringing your right foot to standing, doing our initial movement just two or three times for yourself. And again, you're just observing, witnessing, noticing how this feels to you now. What's different, what's softer, what's smoother? Great, come back to the center, straighten your right leg. Try the same thing on the left side. And hopefully one of the things you're really learning from doing this is that even though we haven't been doing movements throughout the lesson in this whole direction, right? This is better from other directions. Do you see that? Right, by rounding the ribs the other way, this gets easier. And so I'm hoping as we keep on doing this that you get it doesn't matter what we do in here, everything gets better. We get so attached that it's one particular movement that will make something better, but it's not that way. The more that you allow every single lesson to assist you, you will always improve. And why that's so useful is then you get detached from a concept of what's going to make you better. It becomes any movement makes you better. And how much freedom in life is that? Lots. If it's only one movement and that one movement got taken away from you, that would be awful, right? Just more food for thought. Okay, so with your legs long and your arms long, just noticing how you feel now, what's changed, what do you like, what feels different, how this lesson has impacted you. Great, okay, and then taking your time, maybe using something that we did today in today's lesson to roll up to sitting and eventually from sitting to come to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.